Lord laid this on my heart. I'm a one subject at a time type of guy. We had Bible study Wednesday, and once I finished with that, I began to pray and ask God to help me with the thought that He'd give me. I guess it was yesterday evening when it finally come to me how He wanted to be done. You can have the right thought and everything, and you can even have all the right scriptures, but it's got to be the way He wants it done, or it just so I pray that I'll do that today. I'd like for y'all to be pleased with me. I love y'all. I'd be a liar to say that I don't want that, but for Him to be pleased with me. A lot of times we talk about our wife is who we have to go home with. Today she's not here. I go home with Him. And He's the one I answer to. And I want Him to be pleased. I've never felt like I've done Him justice. Well, I don't believe I ever will. But there was a few times that my dad, growing up, he was happy with what I done, and he let me know that. Boy, it ain't nothing like that when he pats you on the back a little bit and says, "Well done." We always talk about hearing that when it's all over, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." But I want to tell you something. It'd be nice to hear that every now and then here. And I believe we can. Her thought is the gift that keeps on giving. And I pray today that we'll be able to bring this out in a way that you will see that there is a gift that just keeps on giving. There's temporal gifts in this life. I've been so blessed. I can go back my memory as a boy. I can tell you the first Red Ryder BB gun I ever had in my hand. You ever watch The Christmas Story? That's about how I felt. I've said it before, and it's the truth. There wasn't a bird safe in Rocky Mount. I mean, I got that baby in my hand, and you talking about, I remember a little train set I got for Christmas. I remember a 20-gauge Savage shotgun I got for Christmas one year. Daddy done went to work at GE then. We got bigger stuff then. But I remember so many of my Christmas gifts as a child, but they was all just temporal. The day I looked up yesterday and I thought, wonder what some of the most expensive Christmas gifts was ever given. And there's some husbands and stuff that bought their wives rings and give diamond rings, give $2 or $3 or $4 million for it. And I was like, wow. You know, and they say diamonds are forever, but they're really not. Someday they're going to burn. They'll be destroyed. They're only here for a little while. There's people buy each other cars for Christmas and stuff like that. But it's just temporal. All these things. You know, that 20-gauge shotgun I still got hit, but it rusted. I had to re-blew it, but someday it's going to burn. That BB gun, I have no idea. I'm sure it's returned back to the earth, rusted down, and completely gone now. But there is a gift. Amen. That we can have that will last forever, and it will never quit giving. I want to take a reading lesson, and you might think it's a strange one, but I don't believe you will. I hope you don't. Out of the fourth chapter of John to do with the woman at the well. And I want to look at how temporal things just a little bit and how eternal things are just a little bit. And how Jesus, he knew her. I talked about this just a little bit Wednesday night about what He took upon Himself. He knew me. He knew exactly what I was and all that I was going to do. But He One night on a Wednesday night at Rocky Mound Church in the first week of July in 1978, my Lord seen need that he must pass by Rocky Mound Church that night. And I got a gift that I can tell you about that ain't went away. Amen. That is still here. And I've been saved by God's grace. And he dwells in me. And I believe a lot of times, I don't know how long this will last. This may just be really, really short. It may take I don't know. But I believe there are several gifts. The Bible in Ephesians 2 and 8 talks about, we're saved by grace through faith. And that's not ourselves, but it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So I believe that's a gift. I believe there's spiritual gifts. I believe me being a pastor, you may not believe it, but it's a gift. It's a gift that's been given to me through the grace of God to be your pastor. There's a gift of wisdom. But I believe Jesus Christ himself is a gift. I believe he was gave to the world. I believe he was gave, if you're here today and you're lost, he was gave for you. That you could be saved. So I want to read this, and we'll read in the beginning of the fourth chapter to start with. It don't have to do with the Samaritan woman, but it does get into it. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee, that he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, however you say it. I know I'm mispronouncing it. Near the partial ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with the journey, sat thus on the well. And he said about the sixth hour, about 12 o'clock in the day, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me a drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drank of this water shall thirst again. That was temporal. But whosoever drank of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and the woman and to whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. And the woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And I want to go over here and read out of Isaiah, a very familiar scripture. And then we're going to try to, hopefully try to preach on this for a little while. And 9 and 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And so we find there that it says a son will be given. And so we find Jesus said unto her in the 10th verse, Jesus answered and said to her, "If thou knewest," and I would say to you, lost friend today, if you only knew what I know, if you only knew what these that are saved know, if you only knew what we know, then you would ask him for that water today. He said, "And if you only knew the gift of God and whom thou speakest unto you." And I believe he's talking about himself here being the gift of God here in this text. And he said, and whom that speaketh unto you. So I believe Jesus was gave to the world, and he is a gift that never stops giving. And I'm thankful today that as that young man, as I done talked about, there in Rocky Mount on that Wednesday night, I called on the name of the Lord, and he granted me faith. He gave me the opportunity to repent. He helped me to repent. He granted me the faith to believe, and when he did, he came into my heart, and he is there today as a well that springeth up into everlasting life. I've been saved by God's grace, and that gift is never stopped giving. When you're born again, it's a birth. It's a beginning. We've got new babies here with us today. They've been born, but that's a beginning. And I'm thankful today when he came into me and he saved my soul, it's never stopped. I'm thankful about the time. I want to tell you, there's been times in my life that gift had stopped giving. If he would have stopped giving, no, I've never lost my salvation. But there's been times that I needed him. I needed help. I needed to talk to him. So many times. I talked to a sister this week on the phone, and she's really, really sick. And I called her, and I thought I might be able to be an encouragement to her. You know, here I am. I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. I thought I might be able to help her. So I call her up, and I go to talking to her. And then she comes to telling me about how good the Lord has been to her. And how he just keeps giving her this and peace with that. And this woman's dying. And she knows it. And she, here I am thinking, I'm going to be a help to this lady. And here she is telling me about the one, the gift that keeps on giving. And then I end up crying like a baby. And her over there trying to calm me down. And I'm thinking, Lord, what kind of Savior are you that I'd only save her soul? But when we hit rock bottom, just like Sister Mary, I've talked about it so many times, when I leaned over her, kissed her on the forehead, tears running out of my eyes, told her I loved her, and she said, "Don't you cry for me." While we prayed there, that gift that kept on giving was helping that woman right in her hour of death, I'm telling you. He is the gift that keeps on giving. Children, listen to me. You'll find presents under the tree this week that you may not ever forget about. But it's only temporal. It's like that water. He said, you drink of this water and you'll have to come back. You will thirst again. It only lasts a little while. But honey, he said, I can give you a drink of water that will spring up into everlasting life. when you get older and you start to turn gray. You know there's what's behind you to hold up more than what you have ahead of you. And you start dreading that sting of death. And he lets you know it's going to be all right. He's not went anywhere. I want to tell you what it seems like the whole world's against you and you've been thrown in the lion's den and it looks like they're going to eat you up. He is the gift that does not stop giving. When you've been cast into fire, and I want you to know you're going to be. There's going to be times in this life you're going to be tried before. And I want you to realize when you're there in the deepest pit of your life, the darkest day that you ever been in the deepest valley. He is the lily of the valley. He'll be the gift that will not stop giving. Where you watch your family and getting ready to pass over, and you don't have nowhere else to turn. He is the gift that never stops giving. Paul, we find he was on a ship. It was getting ready to sink. Everything had gone wrong. They had dropped the sails. They was emptying the ship out, trying to lighten their load. All hope of them being saved was gone. They had all given up. And then Paul stood up among them and said, just calm down. Be of good cheer. An angel of the Lord stood by me last night and he told me there'd be no loss of life. I want you to know when you're in that place, he's the gift that does not stop giving. I thought about this woman. He knew exactly what she was. He went out of the way. He went out of his way that he could go and knowing that he was going to have to take on her sin, deny for her sin. He went out of his way to go to her. Knowing everything she was, where he could give her a drink of water that would last through her eternity. He wanted to save this woman. He knew what me and you was. I think about the things I've done to him, how I've hurt him, how I've let him down. And I've done a lot since I've been a preacher that I've let him down. No, I'm not what I used to be. But I'm not what I want to be neither. And I've hurt him. I've let him down. I've disappointed him time after time after time. And I've had to go back and fall down on my knees again. Make an altar somewhere. Call on him. Ask him to forgive me. And he's a gift that never stops giving. Once again, no, he will not save your soul again. But peace. Peace, huh? Give unto you, not as the world given. I give you peace. Amen. Have you ever been there? I have. I've been in a place where I've let him down so much that he chastised me and I knew what I was. I knew I deserved every bit of it. And I went to him. And he forgave me. He's a gift that never stops giving. The Bible says all good things. All good gifts come from above. All good and perfect gifts come from above, from the light, the Father of lights. Everything good that I've ever known has come from Him. Anything good the brother taught us this morning, anything good you've ever seen from me, has come from Him. There's a sister here, she'll tell me all the time, Brother Jeff, you're real. The real part of me is Him. Amen. If you see how I think and what I'd rather do, there's so many times I'd rather do a whole lot of other things than what I do. Paul said the things that I would do is the things I wouldn't. The things I wouldn't do is the things I do, oh wretched man that I am. He knew what he was. But he said, Jesus Christ, come to save sinners. And who am I? Who I am chief. He saw what he was. But somehow or another, when I get up here, I can let me go for a little while and let him come out. And that's what it's about. And he's the gift that keeps on giving. The first time I stood, he helped me. I promise you he did. I want you to realize I got up there, couldn't read, didn't know how to do anything. He helped me. But it's never stopped. Every time Sunday when I sit back here and I look at y'all, I sit here nervous. I'm scared to death. But I know he's the gift that never stops giving. And I get up there and I trust in him. Amen. And he comes by again. Listen to me, lost friend. He's something that will last for eternity. I can tell you all about hell, and it's real. And he'll save you from the penalty of that. I'd rather tell you about one that loves you more than he loved himself. He come and he come to be a servant. He waited tables. He's waited on me. He's waited on you. He's a give that just keeps on giving. That woman, she got to the point and she said, give me a drink of that water. And I believe he did. She went and told him, she said, come meet a man that told me everything I ever did. She realized the water from Jacob's well was just temporal. She said, are you greater than our father Jacob? And I want you to know he's greater. Amen. My daddy, Noah, being a good man, he knowed how to give good gifts. But how much more your Father, which in heaven, give you good gifts. I can tell you about all the things through time that I've got. I've been given things, but all of them is just temporal. I've talked about this before. You may get a new car this time. I'm pretty sure I won't. I ain't expecting to go out Wednesday morning and Sheila have a new car sitting out there with a ribbon wrapped around it. You go out there and I have had new cars. You sit down in that car and that smell. It's just something about that new car smell, ain't it? It just gets up in your nose. And that pavement gets there. And then it goes to stinking a little more.
But sooner or later, that smell goes away. It just lasts a little while. We're living in a time where everybody's looking for something to make them happy. Everybody is. I'm no different. I'm everybody. We're all looking for this and that to please us. And this, if we could get this home here, if I had this parcel of land, if I had this vehicle, then I'd be happy. And it will. All these gifts, they'll make you happy for a little while. I want to tell you, that water, if she got a drink out of Jacob's well, it was going to make her happy for a little while. It was going to satisfy her thirst just for a little while. For a little while, she was going to feel good. But then she was going to get thirsty again. All these things, they're good for just a little while. But that new home is going to burn. That car is going to burn. That diamond ring is going to burn. I read, I forget how many years ago, that there was somebody bought his dog, a puppy, for his wife. You know how much he'd give for a puppy? Take a guess. Somebody just take a guess. I think $400 for a coonhound puppy one time. My wife nearly divorced me. You know what this man gave for a puppy for his wife? $2 million. And I was like, what? I ain't never seen $2 million. And this is something you know within 10 or 12 years, 15 probably at the best, is going to be gone. I love Abraham. He's my little dog. If y'all been out there under, he's done barked at you. I promise you he has. I tell the delivery man he can't kill you, but he might give you a bad ankle infection. He's about this tall. He's a little Jack Russell. I love that little dog. I ain't going to lie to you, I do. But he ain't going to last. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to last. When I come here, y'all was all excited. Y'all thought I was the grandest thing God had sent you. And I thought y'all was the grandest thing that he'd sent me. But one day, one way or the other, I'm going to go. One day, one way or the other, you're going to go. Your relationships that you have, I love my wife so much. One way, she's been a gift of God to me. She has been.
Amen.
But one way or the other, me or one, her one's going to go. But he's the gift. That just keeps on giving. When you're beside that spouse that you've been beside for 70 years, some people make it that far. And when everything is dark and gloom and doom and it's about all over, he'll still be there. He does not change and he does not go nowhere. So listen to me, lost friend, today. This is something you'll never forget about. I remember, if y'all ever heard me talk about that train I got when I was 5 years old, I remember it. It was a little train, and you put machine oil up there in the thing where the steam, and you put machine oil in there, and it would get a little hot, and that thing run off batteries. And in that time, we're talking technology. And that little dude, you'd turn it on, hit that little button, it'd come through here, and it'd hit this wall. It back up. It take back off. That little stuff. I can remember that. I really can. But I don't remember what I got when I was 6 years old. I can't remember. I have no idea. I've tried to think about it. I can remember 1 year I got a little K Calvary set. I wanted it so bad. I wanted that so bad. You put it together, it's like little logs, and you had a little green top up here, and you had a point on it, and you, that was the lookout tower, and I had my little army men and stuff. I was so excited about it. Me and Daddy, he got down the floor with me, and we put it together, and we got there, and I fell over and hit my eye on that pointy thing, and I never played with it again. I remember one year I got a race car track, and me and my brother, there's a picture of us. They'd set it up on the kitchen table, and me and him were sitting there with our little things. You know, you remember pistol things? Did y'all have one of them? And you grab it, and you go around there, and it never get around. It always come off the track. But when I was 6 years old, I don't remember what I got. Whatever it was, it's gone. I'm sure it meant something to me then, because back in, it ain't like it is now. Nothing means nothing to them. They get stuff all the time. We got a video with Jeannie when she was a little girl, a little blonde-headed girl. She wanted this big Barbie outfit. It was some kind of Barbie deal, and it come in a great big pink box. And she gets it open. She said, "It's all what I always wanted." And I was tickled to death because I'd give like $150 for this thing. And she said, "It's a pink box. It's what I always..." She was happy. That's what she wanted, was the box. And I'm thinking, "Care, let's open it." No, she was tickled with the box. Kids, they just get so much. Tonight, at Rocky Mount on a Wednesday night, I got up and went to leave. And I've showed y'all this over and over, and I walked through here. Betty Sue Matter, she's still young and pretty. Was sitting right there. And she looked up to me just like you are. And she loved me just like you do. And she was more concerned about my soul than I was. That's plain to me as it was yesterday. I walked a little further. I took another step or two. And then hell become real to me. I knew I was going to hell if I went through those doors. I was going to go to hell. I remember that so plain. I get to about right here. I can't go out those doors. If I go out those doors, I'm going to hell. I can't go out those doors. I'm going to hell. I fell down right where you're sitting. I can't tell you what I said. I can't tell you a word I said. I don't know if I said anything, but I trusted in God. I called on Him from the depths of my heart. I remember when I raised up. Yeah, there was a moment there I don't remember much about. Yeah. But I remember when I raised up, I had peace. Yes. Peace I give unto you. Amen. Not as the world give unto you. He saved my soul, and I believe on my dying bed, I'll never forget that night. It like it plays over in my head over and over and over. And there's so many times He just kept on giving. There's been times I've doubted everything. And Him just come by. And just talk to me just a little while. Just give me a little nudge to keep going. You ever get that nudge? I heard Brother Tim Eaton get up one time to preach. He said, "I got just a little nudge." An hour and a half later, he finally shut up. I think, boy, it'd have been bad if you'd got a big push. Today, you can get that. Today. Come, and get a drink of that water. Come, that's what He said on the Revelation letter. Come, all you that thirst, and drink of that water. Come get you a drink today. And now, and then 50 years from now, you can tell about the day before Christmas on the service at Hilltop Church when you received the greatest gift that ever was been given. And I want you to know today, if you'll call on him, you can be saved. Let's all come in here and let's pray.